Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I wanted to say this before we got out of here, and I do want to get to, as I said, someone texted in and said, what if they draft a quarterback? Listen, I don't think they're going to draft a quarterback on Friday. I don't think they're going to draft a quarterback, a punter, or a kicker on Friday. So that's why I said I don't think there's anything that they can do that would annoy me or that wouldn't make sense to me that I wouldn't understand. I love this take. The draft makes me feel like I'm a December birthday boy, December birthday baby. Christmas is coming up, but I already pretty much got every present I wanted for my birthday. I like that thought, the offseason for the Texans. I did want to send a shout out to one of our guys, Sean Pendergast. Had a big night last night. I don't know what kind of award that was, sports something award. It seemed like a really big deal. I just can't remember what the award thing is called. But anyway, congratulations to him. Three others on our team won as well. I'm sure Clint looks like he's searching hard for what the award ceremony is called. But Figgy won one last year as a great producer, and Sean much deserved. Sports what entertainer of the
Media
year.
Alliance of Houston 2024 Star Award.
That's right, Star Awards. Yeah, that's right.
And Sports Entertainment Specialist Award.
Specialist Award, and Sean Pendergast, who works very, very hard, who does our morning show here, him and Seth Payne, Payne and Pendergast, every morning right here, 6 to 10. He also does pre- and post-game show for the Texans. And our guy Greg, he keeps telling me, texts me all the time, why don't you be like Sean? Sean wins awards, baby. Congratulations to him, man. Well-deserved by him. You work with him as well. Like next year, man, we got to get you on this, Tyler. We got to get you on the producer list.
I'm gonna do the best I can, man, to see what happens.
Let's slide you on here. Get you on this sucker, Clint.
I mean, I just want to get invited to one of the tables, man. It's part of this party they had, man.
You don't go to the table until you go. Listen, and I think we got to get you on here. You and Tyler, boy. Tyler's already won an award here.
He did. What was that?
He did. He won. He won an award here. Congratulations to him. We got to get you on here. That's the plan, is to get you on the ballot next year.
Well, I appreciate it, man.
Got to get you on the ballot here.
I appreciate the thought, man.
Yep. Got to get you on the ballot. Someone texted, not very professional, Ron. I'm sorry, I didn't have the name of it. Just looked at it. Just wanted to shout.
Look, I just appreciate you giving a shout out to the teammate, man.
Yeah.
No need to be critical of him, man.
Like him. But we got to get you on there. Someone texted in. No, that's just the award from that. I don't think that's an award that I would be up for. I don't think that's me.
Did that text really say not that professional?
Yeah.
Just because you didn't have the oh my.
Yeah, someone texted in. I don't think y'all getting invited if you don't know the name Star Wars. It laughs me. Clint knows it. See that? Maybe Clint had it. He's got it. I think we got to get Clint in there. Yeah, this is just for me. It's just I don't think this one is me, and that's fine. Okay, but I think Clint, get up there, and I think you'd have a hell of a speech.
Oh, we get speeches.
I think so. From the video I saw, it looked like a name was called in a walk up.
Oh wow, that's interesting. Give me a little tequila before I get up there.
Oh no, I want you to like go over the top.
You may be blitzed when I get up there.
No. I want you to really act like you're at a like like this is the Oscars.
Oh, okay.
You get up there, like have them wait a little bit, like hug everybody there, hug Lowe, shake us all up, make them wait a little bit. And then get up there, put you some glasses on.
Shout out. Oh, yeah, yeah,
and pull
yeah,
out,
yeah.
And pull out.
I got to get me a sunglass deal, man.
Pull out prepared statement.
I got, yes, absolutely. I got to get me a sunglass deal.
Before I leave anybody out here, I want to thank.
You know who I saw do it? You know who I saw
pushing? Coach Nicola?
You know who I saw pushing sunglasses, big head sunglasses?
Who?
My boy Aaron Gibson. The old lineman out of Wisconsin.
God, he was like 400 pounds.
He's a huge guy. He was going on and on about having the biggest head in the NFL, yada, 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 and it's these glasses. He said, if you got a big head and you want your glasses to fit normal, and I can't remember the name brand of them, I got to go back. I took a picture of it because I ain't seen AG in a minute now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, give me a pair of those, yeah, man.
Get you a pair of those. You and Tyler, Tyler, just make them wait. Really have a, and be like, I didn't expect this, but right. I did prepare something.
I did prepare something.
But no, man, real talk. Congratulations to Sean and all our winners out there. Who won? Eric over there, he won for the pool. And I saw Pam won as well. So congratulations.
Laura won.
Yeah, those are four winners right there. And congratulations to all nominated as well. All right, Clint, there's nothing to me in the position that the Texans are in because they have, let's just say it, three picks in the second and third round, two in the second, and then one in the third. And they've done so much in the offseason to fill a lot of voids. And I think the two positions to me that stand at, well, really there are three. That is, you know, defensive tackle, corner, and then that guard position that nobody really talks about. They got three positions that stand out, but I think they feel like they have an answer at guard, or at least an attempt at an answer at guard. And in D-tackle and corner, Clint, I think it's just – to me, I don't think at those picks that there's going to be somebody that they have to take that we know straight up will start and be better than what they have right there. Like, I don't know a second-round pick is going to be automatically better than C.J. Henderson and Jeff Okudah, who have been in the league for 3 years and were top 10 picks themselves. May, but I'm just talking about right off the bat. To where I'm like, they got to take somebody at those positions. Same at D-tackle. I just, there's not. Receiver, tight end, safety, linebacker, corner, D-tackle. There is really nothing that they could do that would annoy me.
Yeah, there's something they can do about that would annoy me. I think those, especially the two second-round picks, to me, those are your premium picks right there. Those are the ones where you can draft a player and expect him to produce to some degree. I think they got to use those two draft picks on the defensive side of the football, and I think it's corner, linebacker, and defensive tackle.
And you'll be disappointed if they don't use both of them on it.
Yep, I will. Really? I would be disappointed. Look, they're not at a spot where guys have to contribute, and they're not at a spot where there's just serious voids anywhere. But when you've got second-round picks, it's in your best interest. When you got second-round pick and picks and depth issues, I think you got to use those. I think you got to use those picks wisely. I think you get a defensive tackle that at the very least, the day you pick him, he is in the five-man rotation of interior defensive tackles that you'll use throughout the year. And the hope is you develop him as you play, and hopefully he can become a guy that is a mainstay next to Will Anderson. The corner position. I don't know who Jeff Okudah and CJ Henderson are. I hope that they're better than any second round pick out there, but I would love to have a second round pick that's at the very least a guy that can rotate through and ultimately challenge those guys, compete with those guys, and be the future opposite Derek Stingley. The linebacker position, I'm concerned big time about the depth. So now you get a guy at the linebacker position that, and I'm talking about linebacker. I'm talking about your interior two linebackers. Right now we're looking at Christian Harris and what's the kid they got from Al Shire, the kid they got from the Titans. Yep. You know, those two guys are clearly your starters, but they can't play every damn down. You need another interior linebacker that's got that similar skill set to plug in right there. You draft a receiver, a tackle, hell, I'd even say a running back, obviously a quarterback. Like, those are guys that are we're never going to see them on the field, man. I wouldn't be okay with that. I tell you, on the offensive side of the football, what I would be okay with is that fullback slash tight end, that Ben Sinnott kid from Kansas State. That right there, that guy could make this off. That could change. He could change the offense if he's as good as advertised, and he brings something to the table that Dalton Schultz just simply doesn't have. So I could probably live with that, but yeah, Ron, I'm defense all the way on the first two second round picks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.